The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Both bills eliminate government checks, pay stubs, Social Security cards, utility bills, and bank statements as forms of identification at the polls. Voter ID cards, concealed carry permits, driver's licenses, and student IDs could still be used. Delegate Jennifer McClellan said many poor senior citizens don't have those remaining forms.
They don't drive anymore, so they don't have a valid driver's license. They don't have a concealed weapons permit. They're retired, so they don't have an employer ID. They're not students.
Delegate Mark Cole defended his bill.
This bill just cleans up the list of items that are very weak forms of ID. Every person who registers to vote gets a voter registration card.
GOP Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling's tie-breaking vote helped Democrats amend the Senate bill. It requires voter outreach funding to take effect and delays the effective date to next year. The Senate later passed a photo ID requirement while adding passports. This bill directs the state to provide free voter registration cards with photos for people without other forms of ID. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.